Hi, I'm Gary from Stonyfield, the organic yogurt company. In 2008, we launched the Greener Cow Project, the first program in North America to decrease greenhouse gases caused by cows' burps. If all U.S. dairies did this, it would be like taking 500,000 cars off the road each year. Find out more at stonyfield.com.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Bruce Gellerman. It's been said that one man's trash is another man's treasure. Well then, for researchers at Penn State University, our liquid trash may prove to be quite the trove. The scientists are developing microbial fuel cells, devices that harvest electricity when minute life forms feed on wastewater. Glenn Zorpet of the IEEE Spectrum National Science Foundation program, The Water Energy Crunch, A Powerful Puzzle, has our story.
Yes, this treatment plant collects the wastewater from the whole Penn State campus.
PhD student Valerie Watson stands on a bridge surveying a brown waterfall.
But basically, it's your sewage. It's what's coming out of your toilets. It's what's going down your drains or your garbage disposals.
Watson uses a stick scooper to fill liter plastic jugs with the yellowish water. But crucially, there's more than just waste in wastewater. There are bacteria feasting on it.
Basically, we're here to collect the bacteria that would normally be doing this process while exposed to oxygen. But we're going to take them out and we're going to put them in our own reactor.
Our reactor is a microbial fuel cell, a promising new energy technology using bacteria digesting wastewater to produce electricity. And we'll come back to those jars of sewage. See, wastewater of almost every variety contains organic matter. And that organic matter has energy, which bacteria are able to release in the form of electrons. Bruce Logan, who heads a Penn State environmental engineering lab, explains.
They rip electrons out of the organic matter, and they have to go somewhere. And in our body, we send those electrons to oxygen. But we don't give them oxygen in a microbial fuel cell, so the only way the electrons can get to react with oxygen is to flow through the circuit.
Electrons flowing through a circuit is electricity. But the irony is, we currently spend electricity to remove organic matter from water, to the tune of 1.5% of our nationwide use. It goes to aerators, pumps, and lights for the buildings. Logan says that someday, microbial fuel cells installed at wastewater treatment plants could generate that much electricity while cleaning the water.
We could look at not only not using that electrical energy, but actually being a net electricity producer. That would be a really good thing for society.
For instance, that Penn State water treatment plant, Logan calculates its 2.6 million gallons of sewage daily could someday provide enough power to run 84 nearby houses. So, back to that sewage. In the lab, Valerie starts assembling a microbial fuel cell. These test versions are clear plastic cubes small enough to hold in your hand. On one end, the anode, which looks like a bottle cleaning brush. This is what the bacteria will grow on. On the other end, a circle of carbon cloth with platinum painted on. That's the cathode. Valerie fills the cell with the sewage sample we collected at the plant. A wire connects anode to cathode with a resistor put in between. And voila, a tiny bacteria battery.
So now, here freestanding on its own, we can have electron flow through the microbial fuel cell.
The bacteria continue doing what they were doing before, eating the waste. But the key difference is that now they're deprived of oxygen. In the absence of oxygen, some bacteria can pass electrons to a solid surface, the anode in this case. In our test cell, electricity will begin to flow through the wires about 2 days later as the electrons settle on the anode and begin their work. If you imagine this on a large scale, water at a wastewater treatment plant would flow through these chambers on its way through the processing. Microbes would digest the sewage, clean the water, and produce electricity. It would look almost identical to how water treatment looks now. Just instead of electricity going in, it'd be coming out. On a smaller scale, the lab at Penn State still has lots to learn about the tiny critters that power their microbial fuel cells. PhD student Rachel Wagner is studying which microbes thrive in a fuel cell and why. She looks at how they've adapted to better pass their electrons to the anode.
If we can figure out what genes are turned on when a microbe is in a microbial fuel cell and using the anode as a terminal electron acceptor, then we can manipulate those genes.
But the secret to success probably lies on the other side of the cell, the cathode, says Bruce Logan.
I think right now the central challenge is designing these systems so that they're not really big and really expensive. And mostly that boils down to designing an efficient cathode.
Today, the best cathodes are made of platinum, which is expensive. Other, less efficient cathodes have to be really big to produce substantial power.
We're really putting a lot of energy and effort into addressing that problem in a way that doesn't use precious metals and can be done with a reasonable amount of volume of reactor.
If these engineering hurdles get worked out, the potential energy savings and versatility of microbial fuel cells could transform water treatment. They could provide energy to treat water off the grid in developing countries or remote areas. They could use almost any kind of wastewater as fuel. In State College, Pennsylvania, they're thinking clean water at no net energy cost.
We're not going to try and answer that question. No, we're just trying to answer the question, can we guarantee society water? That's a pretty basic thing. You can argue about cars and buildings and heat and cooling or whatever, but you got to have water.
It's a big guarantee, carried on the backs of the tiniest of workhorses. I'm Glenn Zorpet.
Our story is part of the IEEE Spectrum National Science Foundation program, The Water Energy Crunch, a powerful puzzle. For more information, go over to our website, loe.org.